Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Here we have an email from Uziel. Uziel?
I'd go Uziel, but I'm not sure.
Uziel? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Dear Ben and Nathan, I took the August LSAT and got a 170. Although I'm happy to have the score, I feel I can do better as my practice scores leading up to the official test ranged from 173 to as high as 178. I registered for October. Should I apply now in September with my 170, even to schools where a 170 is below the 75th or 50th percentile? And in the event of a higher score, allow it to update my application? Or apply in November when my score comes back from the October test? Is waiting until the next cycle the best way to go? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Thanks so much for all your help in my continuing LSAT journey. Sincerely, Uziel. What do you want to say there, Ben?
Well, we get this question a lot, and we get this question a lot around this time. And, you know, it's not uncommon for me to tell people, hey, don't apply to schools in which you're below their 75th percentile with your LSAT score, because you don't want them considering your app until you get that better score. But if you're above their 75th percentile, then hey, I guess you could apply, because going higher is going to help you, but you're already doing so well, at least with your LSAT score at that school, that I'm okay with you applying at that point. The problem I have with that advice that I'm giving people is it muddies the water. Really, what you should be doing is getting your best score on record and then applying early. And I don't even want you considering applications to schools that are subpar. Like, what if you get a full ride to a lower ranked school, you get into a higher ranked school, but now you're tempted by this lower offer because it's your best, well, this lower school because it's your best offer, but if you had just waited until you had this great score and applied early, you could have gotten even better offers. I don't like half in, half out kind of application strategies, even though technically you can apply to these schools because you're above their 75th percentile. I just don't think you should even get involved. I think you should wait until you have your best score and then apply as early in the cycle as you possibly can.
Yeah, when you apply with anything less than your best, and that could be a lower LSAT or a later application. And Uziel, you're kind of in a position where you're doing both. I mean, you're already not early, right? We're recording in the middle of September. Scholarships have already started coming out from some schools. So no matter when you apply, you're going to be applying later than we would prefer. And you don't even have your very best LSAT yet. You're going to take it again in October, but you're not sure that you're going to have your best LSAT in October. Lots of shit can happen on the official day. You could have multiple more chances at it if you would slow way down. But if you apply suboptimally, if you apply with not your best LSAT or later in the cycle, you're just setting yourself up to take a bad offer. It's just too tempting to take a bad offer when you do the application the wrong way. It's like I need an analogy for it. You're setting yourself up to get trapped.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an analogy, but it's, you're hedging your bets. And so then you end up, it's just not fully committing. It's not burning your boats.
we'll think of it, but it's a kind of a risky behavior where you're like, well, you know, I mean, I could just throw these applications in now and then retake the LSAT and then get better. And then the problem is I don't think you're ever going to know what your best offers could really have been.
Well, and there's so many things that can happen here too. Like in October, let's say you get a 172 and then you're like, oh, great, I got a better score. I'm getting slightly better offers now from some of these schools. But again, what if you had taken it in November and gotten your 178 that you've gotten on a practice test? But you're not giving yourself that opportunity because now you're good enough that you just throw in the towel and call it quits.
Yeah. And if you just decide, I'm not applying until August of 2023, or whenever the applications open in 2023. If you make that decision now, think about how much less pressure you feel on your October LSAT. You have a chance to retake it in November. I mean, because you're clearly ready. Practice score is 173 to 178. Like, I do think you should take it in October, but I'd love for you to also be able to take it in November. And then you're going to have no stress at all on those two attempts at the test. And then you just apply next August. And by this time next year, you could have scholarship offers in hand. Because some people already do right now. September, mid-September 2022, and people have scholarships from schools they applied to in August.
Yep. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.